Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Holy shnikes, it's Friday.
We made it, man.
We made it.
This weekend is Sonic Boom. I will be out there getting a bunch of great interviews. Got a lot of stuff lined up. I'm going to be talking with Stone Sour. Right. I'm going to be talking with Star Set. Rise Against. Oh, dude, I can't wait.
How's your liver feel about Sonic Boom?
It's not happy, especially after last night. It's like, come on, man. Just give me like a day.
One day.
So I'm very excited. I wish you were coming with, but you hold the fort down here.
I'll hold it down.
I will be, I'll be broadcasting live Monday. You'll be here as well. So from the hotel. I don't know how I'm going to get up in the morning. Monday's going to be.
That's a night after Five Finger Death Punch, man.
Yes.
They probably play last, don't they?
Yes. They will headline, and it will be a late night, because then, too, so it's our sister station up there in Madison. Mm-hmm. WJJO. Amazing station. That's actually where I started. And so I know everyone there. Everyone still works there. Mm-hmm. You know, my first radio family. And on Sunday, they all get to cut loose because they're done working. Mm-hmm. So then they cut loose hard because it's a big event. They're all working long hours. I mean, it makes long days. And so Sunday night they cut loose. So I'm just going to have to Copperfield, man. I'm just going to have to be like, oh, I'll be having a conversation. Like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Then I'll go home, go to bed.
Sketchy bounce.
And I'll tell Kiki to just, because she'll probably stay up. I'll just tell her to tell everyone, oh, no, I think he just went outside to smoke, right? He's over there talking to so-and-so. Just have her play, you know, the mediator.
As you're in the hotel room snoozing.
Oh, so great. So great. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I've been having good claps this morning.
Yeah. You should get a clap on. I got like four of them in my house.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you got a clap on disco ball?
I don't. Ooh. It's a good idea, though.
Down in the basement?
I'm telling you. Right.
Disco ball.
It's a great invention.
It really is.
You don't have to leave the couch.
Clap on.
I got my fan hooked to it, too. Do you? Right. People that come over and, like, stay the night, they're like, what are you clapping for? Because you can never get it the first time.
No, of course not. Of course. That is the only fault in the system. Another WTF out of Michigan.
Oh.
Two in a row for the show, man.
Sharing with Florida.
A 57-year-old guy near Lansing, Michigan, got drunk at the bar the other night and wanted McDonald's.
Mm.
Drunk, wants McDonald's. Makes sense.
Was Taco Bell closed?
So he drove there, which wasn't smart, obviously. Yeah. He also didn't check their hours first. When he got there, all the lights were off, so they were closed, but he pulled up through the drive-thru anyway, and he tried to order. Hey. Can I get, like, 20 chicken McNuggets? I need a Oreo Frosty.
If your McDonald's bill is $20, you're drunk.
So, he tried to order. When nobody came to the speaker, he laid on his horn for 15 minutes.
Really?
Where's my horn?
Somebody take this guy to jail.
Yeah. So they started yelling profanities. He started yelling profanities into the speaker. He never realized they were closed the whole time.
Moron.
He also didn't realize that there was a police car parked 20 feet away, and the cops were watching him the whole time.
Moron.
He eventually gave up, peeled out, drove over the curb, got back on the road. That's where they pulled him over and arrested him for drunk driving.
God, dude.
15 minutes. Meh.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he wanted McDonald's so bad. So bad.
I wonder what he wanted.
That's true. That is, of course, they got that new Sriracha Mac sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. Delicious.
Yeah. Sometimes McDonald's is spot on, man.
It's the spot, man.
You know what's weird, though? It's like late at night, though. It's definitely Taco Bell.
Yeah? You're more late night. See, I do McDonald's breakfast, Taco Bell late night.
Yeah, that's exactly it. What is it about Taco Bell when you're drunk?
Drunk both times, in the morning and at night.